Let's get scary for a second. In honor of yesterday being Halloween, I've written a couple of scary scenarios, and we'll judge which one we find the most scary out of these, like, different scenarios I've created, okay?
Okay. Oh, boy.
This is off the top of my head, so good luck, guys. finding a spider in your bed or hearing a mysterious noise in your attic at 3 a.m.?
Oh, definitely finding a spider would be worse.
Yeah,
for
I think
me.
The spider.
No, I think the attic.
Really?
Attic, you can kill the spider. You don't know what the heck is up there.
That's what I thought.
Ooh.
I'm worse.
No.
No. We don't know what the noise. If something's making a noise in the attic, something's going down.
Yes.
It's a spider.
Okay,
it get over it,
it could be a raccoon.
Guys.
It could be a bird. A spider
the
is,
house is
in
settling.
Your bed,
yep.
Ready to kill
to burn
and
the
attack.
House down.
Yes.
Not being able to find your phone for hours versus dropping your phone in the toilet.
Oh, not being able to find your phone. I hate that.
You
I
hate that
it.
Feeling?
Yes, yes. And we'll get the locator on, and it's like, we know it's in the house, but I can't find it. Where's it at? Where's it at? Yeah, it frustrates me.
Yeah, I'm with Kev. I'd rather lose my phone, because if I drop it in the toilet, which I have, you just put it in a bag of rice, and you're fine.
Right.
I don't think the AppleCare covers water most of the time, so I would just rather lose it.
I can't stand when I lose my phone. You have to like rip up the couch cushions. Mm-hmm. You got to move the whole couch. And then it's like in the weirdest crevice ever.
Or it's like right in front of
or,
you.
Yeah, or it's right in front of you. It's without a doubt the most annoying thing.
Because we need our phones to get into certain things at work. And I always think, okay, and the only way you can tell people I don't have my phone is by getting into those things. And so how do you do that?
How does Kevin lose his phone? That thing's still plugged into the wall.
I know.
He's still using a rotary phone, bro.
I love your laugh, Kev.
Leaving the house without your pants on.
Oh.
What?
Or walking into a room full of people that you know have been talking about you behind your back.
Oh, no pants, for sure.
What?
You think that's worse?
Yes, I think so.
Or wait, no.
Of you, of all people, I was like...
No, I'd rather walk anywhere without my pants.
Yes, right. I thought for sure, yeah. Which is scarier?
I'm pretty sure I've left the house without pants on before anyway. So.
It is definitely scarier when you know that people have been talking about you.
My anxiety rash would be from my toes to my forehead.
I'm fine with it, because they're all saying the same thing. Why is this guy carrying around a rotary phone?
So you'd rather have pants on?
I'd rather have pants on.
Kevin doesn't like the public nudity. Okay. Having a first date that is totally silent, like barely says a word, or having a first date that never stops talking about themselves. Hannah.
What? That is not me.
Well, you never stop talking. It's not necessarily about yourself. You would ask you're really inquisitive. But
I mean, my
Chatty
worst,
Kathy or Silent Bob over here.
My worst fear is silence. So definitely, that would be torture for me. If you want to torture me, put me in silence.
I would think silence as well, because you would be like, okay, is this going well? What's the deal? Why so quiet? And then all of a sudden, you start having to try to fill that void and keep continually talking, and then you become Hannah.
I feel like if it's completely silent, like I'm just gonna start laughing, and like I will not be able to recover from silence. So I would just rather have them talk.
Oh my god, someone just talking the entire date.
AB, I think a lot of talking would drive you crazy.
Maybe it's the era that I'm living in. If I went on a date and someone didn't talk, I'd be like, what is this peace? What is this quiet I hear? All right, let's do one more. Getting a flat tire on your way to a big job interview. Ooh. Or spilling coffee on you right as you walk into the interview, like right as you're going to take one last sip and then coffee's all over you, huge stain.
See, I always spill stuff everywhere, all over me, so I'm used to that, so I'd take the flat tire would be worse.
Oh, you think the flat tire would be worse?
I have AAA.
I don't like the flat tire because it means you're probably late. I hate being late.
Oh, yeah.
That's something that does scare me. I don't like when it freaks me out when I'm late.
But that's a legit reason to be late or just reschedule. Like, I'd probably be like,
I literally
have a flat tire.
You can reschedule a big job interview.
I feel like you never recover. You just, like, they don't actually believe you.
I would send photo evidence and be like, this is where I am.
Right.
This is happening.
I swear I'm not lying. I'm FaceTiming them.
Yes.
Because you're like, that's what I'm afraid of. You're never going to get, you spill the coffee and you crush the interview. They'd be like, you're the funny person who spilled coffee.
That would be all I could think about the whole interview is like how horrible I look.
What about you, Kev?
I think the flat tire would be worse. Just as you said, because you're in person with even the coffee being spilled, you're there. Being late is just...
They know you care.
It's a conversation starter.
Right.
It's so awkward.
It's a conversation starter. What detergent do you have here in the building?
Right. Do you have a Tide stick?
There's something I've actually never thought of doing with my friends that AB did this past weekend. We'll tell you what it is in 3 minutes. It's pretty cool.